I'm Bruce Aubrey, pastor to pastors at Northside Church in Liverpool, your pastor for the day. Matthew 9, 35 to 38 have often spoken to me deeply. I pray they encourage you today. And Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." When I look at this passage, I see five things. One, the travels of Jesus. He went to every city, every village. No place was too big, no place was too small. They all mattered to Jesus, the travels of Jesus. Secondly, the ministry of Jesus. Not unlike what we read in Matthew chapter 4, he was teaching, the greatest teacher ever, preaching, the greatest preacher ever, and healing, the one who is our healer. This world still needs that ministry today. Teaching, preaching, healing. The healing of broken hearts and broken lives, and certainly asking the one who is Jehovah Rapha to provide healing according to his will. Then I also see the heart of Jesus. In fact, that's the overarching theme of this passage, the heart of Jesus. It's a heart that sees when he saw the crowds, when he saw the multitudes. Do we even see the crowds? It's a heart that feels. He was moved with compassion, a very strong word in the original language. It's a heart that knows. He knew their condition. They were despised. They were harassed. They were helpless. And his heart went out to them. Then the observation of Jesus. He said, "The harvest is plentiful, the laborers are few." Still is, still are. So many people whose souls are in the balance, so many people who need to hear God calling them to serve Him. Then the instruction of Jesus, pray earnestly for the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into His harvest. Interestingly, in the next chapter, those 12 are sent out. It could be that as we begin to pray, we'll realize we're the answer to that prayer, and we're to be taking the gospel everywhere we go. My challenge to you today is see the heart of Jesus. Realize that he saw the crowds, and he also saw the one. He could be in a crowd and say, "Who touched me?" And they said, "Everybody's bumping into you," basically was the thought. But he's like, "No, somebody reached out." He sees the one. He sees the crowd. What about you? What about me? How does it make us feel? And do we know how deeply people really need Christ, how much we need the Lord? So my prayer for you today is that you have the heart of Jesus. God bless you. Think about it. I'm Bruce Aubrey, pastor to pastors, Northside Church, Liverpool, your pastor for the day.